Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today, golf rules. As a golfer since the youthful age of 8, I have learned over the years that golf can be both incredibly rewarding and quite cruel too. Now, if you eventually want to play competitive golf, you must become familiar with and follow the rules of golf during play. Now, the rules of golf were developed jointly by the United States Golf Association, or the USGA, and the Royal and Ancient Society, initially from St. Andrew's Golf Club in Scotland. Though the RNA codified the rules in 1897, the rules of golf were not published for public use until 1952. For most of us golfers, golf's rulebook is quite boring, and it's usually kept in the bottom of your golf bag, if you tote it around at all. Though my own junior golf career peaked and ended sometime around graduation from high school, the best golfers can continue on to advance into the college ranks, and some even reach the professional levels. At each stage of competitive golf, the individual golfers are more and more responsible for knowing the rules and self-enforcing them. With each step forward, knowing those rules becomes more critical to their careers. Now, just last week at the PGA Championship, Rory McIlroy, a four-time major championship winner, was several shots behind the leaders during Friday's second round. Rory's tee shot on a par 3 hole wound up in some heavy rough on the right side of the green. A reporter from ESPN who was following the group accidentally stepped on Rory's golf ball and buried the ball deeper into the rough. Uh-oh, time to dust off our USGA rulebook for this one. And here it is. Rule 7.4. The ball accidentally moved in trying to find or identify it. Now, this is the rule. There is no penalty if your ball is accidentally moved by you, your opponent, or anyone else while trying to find and identify it. If it happens, the ball must be replaced on its original spot, which, if not known, must be estimated. Now, since no one, including the TV reporter, had actually seen the initial spot of Rory's ball, McIlroy would be allowed to lift his ball to a higher spot in the rough, assuming the reporter's foot smashed it down to the bottom. Rory, though, insisted that his ball position couldn't have been that good if the reporter wasn't able to see it in the first place. So despite the fact that the rules of golf would allow Rory a little bit of latitude, he insisted on playing his shot from a deeper placement in the rough. And he'd go on to bogey the hole. Though he would make the cut, Rory McIlroy would finish the tournament tied for 33rd place at 2 under par. However, Rory McIlroy earned the respect of many, many golf fans around the world for his sportsmanship and fair play under trying circumstances. This week, the U.S. Amateur Men's Championship is being played at the fabulous Bandon Dunes Golf Complex in southern Oregon along the Pacific Ocean. Having read and seen rave reviews about this golf course, I was eager to watch Thursday's coverage on Golf Channel. Now, just to be able to enter the golf tournament, an amateur golfer must have a handicap of no more than 2.4. In other words, they shoot 74 and a half thereabouts every time out. Well, that makes me ineligible again. And you have to qualify as one of the top 264 golfers from not only America, but from entrants that come in around the world. Now, some golfers usually have to win one or more regional tournaments to arrive at this stage. So then, if you're accepted, you pay an entrance fee of $175, and then you have to transport yourself to Oregon, pay for your food, and pay for your own accommodations for the week of the tournament. By the way, you win nothing at the end but a big trophy. The top 264 qualifiers this week teed it up on Monday and Tuesday, and the 64 players with the lowest 36-hole scores advanced into the final 64. The other 200 golfers had to head home. The remaining golfers will be seeded from number 1 to 64 based on those scores and paired off against each other in match play, in other words, one-on-one, through the rest of this week. To win the U.S. Amateur, a golfer must have played an incredible 144 holes over a 7-day period. Now, that equates to 2 PGA Tour events squeezed into 1 week. That's a lot of golf. On Thursday, during the round of 16, a University of Arkansas junior from Argentina lost his match on the final hole of the day. But the way he lost it was the story. Tied coming down the fairway of the par 5 18th hole at Bandon Dunes, Segundo Oliva Punta sent his third shot into a greenside bunker. Now, as he and his playing competitor, Tyler Strafasi from Georgia Tech, walked toward the green, Punta's caddy walked down into the sand trap to take a closer look at this very important next shot. That's when I told my wife, hey, look, that caddy just rubbed his palm back and forth on the top of the sand trap to test the condition of the sand. Now that's a penalty. Well, guess what? The Golf Channel noticed too. And the caddy for his opponent, Tyler Strafasi, who happened to also be his father, was watching it as well. So Segundo Oliva Punta wasn't looking at what his caddy was doing at the time, though. He had walked up on the green and was checking out the flag position. When he came back to the ball, his caddy was issuing rather strong denials that he had actually touched the sand. Unfortunately for him, the rules official with the group agreed that an infraction had occurred. It's time to consult that USGA rulebook one more time. It's 12.2, playing your ball in the bunker. Part B says there are restrictions on touching sand in the bunker. Before making a stroke at your ball in a bunker, you must not deliberately touch sand in the bunker with your hand, a club, or rake or any other object to test the condition of the sand and learn information about your next shot. Uh-oh. In a match play event, that penalty is the loss of the hole. And in the case of Segundo Oliva Punta, that meant he lost the final hole, the 18th hole, without even having a chance to play a shot from the bunker and seeing how his playing competitor would score on the hole. He just lost the match right there. Now, due to this sad mistake made by his caddy, Segundo Oliva Punta is heading home. All of that time, all of the effort, and all of the cost of this appearance at the U.S. Amateur are gone due to an unfortunate decision by a well-intended caddy. And what's worse, this particular caddy wasn't like a close friend or relative of this amateur golfer. No, this was a young man who was a local caddy in Oregon who was hired for his extensive knowledge of the local golf course. According to the rules of golf, though, a caddy's actions are subject to the same rules as his golfer. Ouch. I've watched a lot of golf in my life, and that was the saddest way to lose a match that I think I've ever seen. Thankfully, Segundo Oliva Punta took the bad news from the rules official very well under the circumstances and wished his competitor well in the next round. He later said that he harbored no ill will toward the caddy and all was good. It was a moment that both players and every viewer at home will remember. The rules of golf can be cruel at times, but they do serve to keep the game honest and competitive for all players. I'm Swamp Swami. Keep it in the fairway. See you next time.